Nurses go through so much more than the public realizes. For example, nursing is actually the third most dangerous profession in the country, simply because patients and patient visitors attack them so often. I was shocked by that. Patients are attacking the nurses who are trying to help them. And what's worse than that is that many workplaces try to make nurses feel that getting attacked should just be part of the job.
I was stunned in reading the book by the problems these women face just dealing with management, with crazy hours, with understaffing. Just how big a crisis are we facing in nursing? And is that why perhaps we have a nursing shortage? Because who would want to do that?
You know, there's only one state in the entire country that has a law that mandates safe nurse-patient staffing ratios. Now, D.C. is trying to get it, but it's not there yet. California is the only state with that law. What that means is that in every other state and in D.C., nurses can be overloaded with more patients than the safe maximum. This affects all of us.
Is there what you might call a nursing culture? Are there problems within the nurses' community itself that need to be addressed? In reading the book, I noticed the stories about types of bullying that you might even see in a classroom. And on the other hand, nurses who become not only colleagues but very close friends.
Nursing is like a secret club, and there are certainly some secrets about what goes on behind the curtain. On one hand, yes, nursing is a tight sisterhood, and they feel that only people who are nurses can understand what it's like to be a nurse. On the other hand, there's an expression in the industry, nurses eat their young. And what that means is that there's sort of a hazing culture among nurses. What I found is that that's more likely to happen in the hospitals that don't treat nurses right.
As you said, their jobs can be so tough. Why do they do it?
They keep saying, you know what? Nursing isn't just a job. It's who I am.